We were talking a lot about David Duchovny, how he is addicted to masturbation or internet porn or both, and how he showed his face because he got nominated, I think, for several awards for Californication, where he plays a sex-addicted, loving father. I think he played, and a horrible writer.
He's boring.
Steve doesn't like him. He is trying to, in real life, put his life back together after his masturbation rehabilitation, I believe. So we've been making fun of him all night.
He's got a hands-free phone.
So everybody keeps hugging him, and we keep thinking he's probably filing that away for later use. Have not seen him hug anybody not hot yet. So, you know, that's probably what's happening.
He hugged Rumor Willis.
Nick said he hugged Rumor Willis and apparently hugged Hugh Laurie. And he rubbed, I don't know, Paula Poundstone?
Oh, don't mention her.
I don't know. She sounds hot. Anyway, they're talking about Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Nick, did you see that film?
No.
All right, let's pretend that you did. Nick, did you see that film?
One of Woody Allen's finest.
Yeah. Steve?
Yeah, I loved it.
Sacha Baron Cohen is on stage now.
Great. I know he's overexposed, but he's still great.
It's been a wonderful year for movies, including, of course, Benjamin Button.
Yeah, he's very good. All right, so I'm going to pass it back to Nick. I just Nick is going to not take the microphone. Steve?
Yeah, what do you need? I can't do it. I'm typing shit, too.
We put Justin on the spot. He shines.
So, Steve, so David Duchovny. Yeah, right. He had a little trouble keeping away from his groin with his hands. And he's a movie star, which you'd think maybe it was a cover-up. Maybe he was really sleeping around, and then he kind of said that to save his marriage. Who knows? But let's pretend we live in a great world where he really is addicted to internet pornography. And let me pass the microphone to Nick, and we'll hear about this.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, he's bombing here. He's making bad Charlie Sheen jokes. It's like 20 years ago.
Who is?
He was. Cohen. Talking about Charlie Sheen having to now no longer has to pay for sex now or something. Some bullshit like that. That joke is 20 years old.
It's some funny shit. That's true.
There's no need to make any jokes. The fact that you're there is a joke enough.
Angelina Jolie looks like she likes Brad Pitt there. Oh, God, not her again.
I hope Ben Bruce wins.
I hope Mamma Mia wins.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge moneymaker, though.
Javier Bardem looks great. He looks like a sexy gentleman, like a sexy Spaniard.
Here we go. And Bruce.
Is Woody Allen there to accept his award?
There's no way Woody Allen would be here.
Harvey Weinstein's there, that piece of cock. He's great. Just stand up some tiny guy. Woody Allen isn't there.
He's not going to be there.
What else?
He was just there.
No, there's no Woody Allen in the house.
He was just there talking to Spielberg. What, did he piss off?
Are you sure?
Who was that then?
Scorsese?
Oh, that was Scorsese? Ah, fuck you.
Steve... You should write for a movie website.
I should pay attention. How about that?
What's Vicky Cristina Barcelona about? A transsexual? I don't know. Tell me.
It's just about them going to Barcelona and Javier Bardem. There's two, I think, Americans or two women that they have affairs with him. They're friends. And then, but his love, his, like, Penelope Cruz is, like, his love from his, like, ex-wife or something. I don't know too much about it. I know I didn't see it.
Well, just won an award, so it's got to be... amazing. Who is that woman? What's that woman's name? That Hummel standing right there at the microphone.
Dana Scarwood.
It is not Dana Scarwood, star of Strange Invaders. It's incredible, though, isn't it? It's a good show.
Is it Rookie Lick?
Who is that brute? Penelope Cruz looks very upset to be alive.
She's supposed to be excellent in that film. She might win an award for that. Is the show almost over? I hope so.
She was nominated already, was she not?
She was. I think she probably got nominated for an Oscar as well. Did they ever announce those? I can't remember.
For what?
Oscar nominations?
No.
She's going to get nominated.
They're waiting for the ruins to be finish with a theatrical run.
Anne Hathaway also up for an award. I thought Anne Hathaway, I saw that movie, Rachel Getting Married.
Yeah.
I didn't think Anne Hathaway, I thought she was great in a lot of it and then not so good in a couple parts of it. I don't think
it was one of my least favorite actresses of all time.
Andie MacDowell?
I hate her so much.
A lot of people don't like her.
You didn't like her? Was it Blind? Did she do that?
It was a film she did where she was a blind musician.
What the fuck are you talking about?
About Blink, and that was
No, this is Blink.
Madeline Stowe. It's Madeline Stowe. Madeline Stowe.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Brian Benben's wife.
Fucking quit. I'm about to watch something Canvas of Blood.
Andie MacDowell was from Georgia. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And she was a model before she was a horrible actress. And in Greystoke, if I remember correctly, did they not dub her voice? Because she has such a shit voice.
His voice.
With hers? Whose voice got fucked?
Lambert's.
Who did they... whose voice did they use?
Danny DeVito, I believe.
But she was legendary in Hudson Hawk.
Oh, God, fuck. there's Vanessa Hudgens. I've seen her naked. Oh, God, the Jonas fuckers. What they do with the show between segments, they show people mingling, and it's like society.
Oh yeah.
It's like the fucking it's like the shunting, and what I don't for some reason like the most scary thing I've seen in years was somebody taking a picture willingly with the Jonas Brothers. It's like let me put my arms around these fucking psychopaths, these fucking mutants.
His little
God damn it. Well, Jonas Salk was all right, but the rest of them, fuck. What? This bends all the way down.
That's the cut.
That's where David Duchovny. He needed somebody else to hold the camera. Do you think? Now you say he was addicted to internet porn. Who isn't? But did he jerk off all the time, or did he fuck Taylor Leone too?
I think a lot of people probably jerk off a lot, but to actually have to go to do, you know, he probably went, I think he did community service for jerking off, so at that point you do it way too much. You
know? Where did he put his leavings? Like, did he actually get up out of his computer chair, or did he keep tissues, or did he just shoot it onto the floor and create like a crusty Duchovny pile?
You got underwear, you got shirts, you got articles.
He could probably afford a Spanx sock.
He's a rich guy. He probably used dollar bills.
He jerks off into dollar bills, he's hits George guy. Right in the chops.
He's a rich guy, right in the wig.
He bought a computer with a glory hole on it.
He could probably pop on a Franklin from now and then, right?
Actually, every now and then, yeah. In between.
He's so rich that he could use like pure like tissue. You know what I'm saying? After he uses it, he
wipes it on his Microsoft Surface.
He could use some Franklins in between his that's royalty checks from Evolution.
That's how they caught him. What the fuck? You're on through like $90,000.
Dude, you should have done Adele.
Jesus. David, use a tissue for God's sake.
That's not what it means by Hewlett Packard.
Lenovo.
Don't even name drop your fucking Steve really. Steve lives in 1984 computer technology. He bought his laptop. He bought it called a Lenovo. Steve, because he couldn't afford Earl's PC. He's gonna get.
This came with a free coupon for Burger King.
What kind of wood is that? Made from oak, an oaken keyboard. This girl's hot. Those are that's a slumdog whore. She's very cute. Not as cute here as she is naked in the movie.
Nice time.
Cover you hot.
Cover you hot, Danny.
I tell you what, the company needs to break the habit. Anytime he's about to come, just flash himself a picture of Danny Boyle. You know what I'm saying? Problem solved. Tay Leone back in his life.
She's saying a lot, isn't she?
Who is this guy?
I don't know. Some Indian. Okay, I'm not. All right, folks. First of all, in all seriousness, David Duchovny has really rubbed it.
Did you call him David Duchovny?
That's when he ran out of Georges. Do you think? I want you to think about this, David Duchovny. Is oh my god, hold on, Mark Wahlberg's here and he's with Alec Baldwin. Oh, it's Cameron Diaz. What the fuck? Cameron Diaz, what do you think her? Do you think the Predator would take her skull for his collection? She's got a fucked face. Do you think that might cure David Duchovny? Anne Hathaway. God, I don't need her. Angelina Jolie's pretty. She's a pretty woman. Has about that cutting it. Meryl Streep. Cry in the dark. She's looking at the camera. Oh God, Kristen Scott, great. Remember her pussy in English Patient?
The company sure does.
Is that still your wife's favorite movie?
Yeah.
English Patient. Kate Winslet wins for being hot.
She won twice tonight.
She sure did. This is. She's another one that gets nominated just for taking a shit. Did she get nominated for Little Children?
Probably. She was the best part of the film, though.
What about Jackie Earle Haley's bloody shorts?
Yeah, his bloody shorts were the best part of the film.
Duchovny agrees.